From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. It's kind of surprising that Sam Beam has ended up making his life in music under the name Iron and Wine. Early on, he got a cautionary lesson from his dad.
My father used to book Motown bands in college, and he imparted some wisdom on me that it's an easy gig to lose your shirt in.
He'd seen that close up.
So I took it to heart. It's New Year's Eve. California's gonna kill you soon. Boston boys, Buckeyes in the shadow of the moon. This song is from the new Iron and Wine album. It's his fifth, titled Ghost on Ghost.
Sam Beam grew up in South Carolina. He studied art in college, then got into filmmaking. Music was just something he did on the side for fun, until a record deal landed in his lap. I asked him if he approaches writing a song the same way he would making a film.
There's definitely a lot of narrative elements, but I don't, I'm not worried about people understanding exactly what's happening. I treat it more like a poem, and if there's a certain feeling or a certain wordplay or some kind of cognitive tension, I'll go for that.
It was interesting to me what you said about wordplay. I've been wondering when you're writing lyrics if it's really more about the way the words feel in your mouth, the sort of the physical sound of them, than what the words mean necessarily.
Yeah, sometimes, for sure. I think it's important the way that it falls out of your mouth. I find that a lot of times I'll come up with the seedlings of a song just by fooling around with the guitar or the piano and muttering nonsense, you know, just syllables at random, and sometimes you stumble upon a word or a phrase. You know, it's like a coat hanger. All of a sudden you have something to start hanging other phrases and stuff on. But, you know, they're all different. They all start a little different. Sometimes you have a clear idea of what you're getting into when you start, and sometimes you're just fishing.
Can you think of a song that worked that way, where it might have been sort of some random patterns of sound that turned into a song in the end?
Well, the first track, Caught in the Briars, was kind of like that. I've been fooling with that melody forever. Back alley's full of rain and everything's shining. As holy as she can be, the tricks and the timing. Free as the morning birds, fragile as China. She's stuck in the weakest heart of South Carolina. We're all of the naked boys. Sing her the saddest song, all caught in the briars. You know, when you work this way, you have to be patient too, because they don't always fall out. A lot of stuff falls out, and not necessarily stuff that you want to put out. And so the Caught in the Briars tune, I had this Naked Boys Caught in the Briars.
Where did they come from?
I don't, you know, there's something about nakedness, you know, that says, you know, you're not putting up a front. They have nothing to hide. It's an exposed, vulnerable place. And then also coupled with the idea of being exposed in the briars is not a fun idea.
But all of the naked boys who lay down beside her, sing her the saddest song, all caught in the briars. It's interesting because there's another song on the album called Sundown, Back in the Briars, that has,
yeah,
a lot of echoes of this first one. It's almost like it's a response.
Well, it does.
To it.
They were the same song, and I couldn't decide which direction to do it.
So you split it in two?
Yeah, so I did both of them. Nobody knows when the rain may come. Nobody wants to wake up and be cruel. She locked the door and the sun went down. South Carolina with nothing. the main difference is just the it goes for to a different time signature, and it becomes it starts to smooth out and feels more like a wave than the percussive jumping around that the first one has. And then, you know, with that different feel, you know, it has a different emotional weight.
Do you find that there's maybe one idea or sort of inspiration that holds these 12 songs together?
It's always hard to decide what songs to include, because I don't sit down to write a record, you know, from start to finish. I just kind of always work. I would like to have a group of songs that have a cohesive feel for one reason or another. I mean, that's such a subjective thing. So what I do is just go through the songs and see if I can pick out, you know, something that ties them together. And this one, I had a lot of songs that had this, the central characters were this couple, and they weren't necessarily the same couple. It was this couple against the world in a certain way, or against one another, you know, they were working something out. And so I felt loosely it was fun to sort of make this imagined story where if you were interested in taking the time, you could almost imagine each song was like a new adventure for this couple.
You know, the way you're describing it, it sounds almost like you're imagining it as a little movie.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, there's definitely some of the songs would make more interesting movies than others, for sure.
Sam Beam, also known as Iron and Wine. His new album is Ghost on Ghost. Sam, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.